Strong consumer data helps stocks recover a bit from earlier losses. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 17th day of May. Thanks, as always, everybody, for being with us again. The trade war is impacting ag giant John Deere. Meanwhile, Walmart is getting new digs down there in Bentonville, Arkansas. Say it ain't so. Grumpy Cat has died. Those stories, Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine with stuff to do in the metro. Hey, it is Friday, and the business news headlines coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You might want to say this is like the pre-vacation Anna Maria Island edition of the Business News Hour. Next week, we'll be coming to you from that island on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Hang in there with us. Well, the market's got a bump up today from solid consumer data. The University of Michigan's surveys of consumers showed consumer sentiment surged to its highest level in 15 years. Richard Curtin is the chief economist at the surveys of consumers, and he said consumers view the economy, quote, much more favorably, end quote. However, and this needs to be said, most of the data was collected before the recent spike in U.S.-China trade tensions. Equities started off the session with a sharp drop as China and the U.S. continue their tussle on the trade front. Chinese stocks fell sharply overnight. The Shanghai Composite dropped 2.5% and posted its longest weekly losing streak since July of 2018. Want you to be watching our Twitter feed at IOB_NewsHour for up-to-the-minute market news. In a related story, the U.S.-China trade war is finally taking a visible toll on the world's biggest maker of tractors. Deere & Company is no longer cautiously optimistic, as it has been for so long. The machinery giant reported lower-than-expected earnings and cut its annual guidance as its farmer customers shun major purchases, all along with uncertainty about demand for their products and low commodity prices. CEO of John Deere, Sam Allen, said in a statement today, quote, "Ongoing concerns about export market access, near-term demand for commodities such as soybeans, and a delayed planting season in much of North America are causing farmers to become much more cautious about making major purchases," end quote. Deere stock dropped as much as 5.5% today, putting the stock on course for its worst month since September of 2011. The biggest retailer in the world, headquartered in Bentonville, Arkansas, is one step closer to moving into a new home office for more than 14,000 people. The new home office will be outfitted with fitness centers for employees and their families, a child care facility, more diverse dining options like food trucks, trails for hiking and biking, and tons of windows. Yeah, we said windows. Walmart's current home is notorious for lacking natural light. Walmart's existing headquarters, built back in 1971, is made up of more than 20 buildings scattered around the corner of Southwest 8th Street and Walton Boulevard in Bentonville. Walmart today released a blog post with more details about the new office and photos offering a first look at the facilities, which will, when complete, span more than 300 acres. It is, yeah, a big deal. And this bit of sad news. Social media and marketing star Grumpy Cat, whose famous frown attracted millions of followers and might have been the very first ever viral mime, has died at age 7. The cat, whose real name was Tartar Sauce, first appeared on Reddit back in 2012 with over 1 million views in 48 hours and then immediately clawed her way into social media and television lore thanks to a permanent pout that was a result of feline dwarfism and an underbite. She died in the arms of her owner, Tabitha Bunston, earlier this week due to complications, it said, from a urinary tract infection. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Grumpy Cat. Coming up in just a click away, you'll get with our friend Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. Hey, it's Friday, and he's got stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week on the Business News Hour.